It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria.
Hey, good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That is great. What are we going to be looking at this morning?
Well, this morning we're looking at The Hollow Crown, which is actually a TV series. Two of them, in fact, season one and season two. Are you a fan of Shakespeare?
Yeah, I think I go up and down with Shakespeare. I feel like you can only handle so much in a short period of time. I don't know about you, but yeah, I respect Shakespearean work, but yeah, small doses. Yeah.
Yep, likewise. Well, in this particular adaptation of Richard II, Henry the Fourth, Part One, and Henry the Fourth, Part Two, and then Henry the Fifth and Henry the Sixth, the director actually kind of chops them up and makes a lot of changes and translates the Bard, I suppose you'd say, into modern television, which is kind of a relief because, you know, a lot of the language, I think, is quite prohibitive to people engaging with, you know, the comedy and the tragedy. And
you almost, when you watch a Shakespearean play, you almost need somebody to be translating it to you as you're watching it.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. And, you know, this is sort of somewhere on its way to doing that, which is exciting. I've always thought it would be quite great to chop up, you know, certain plays from Shakespeare and actually reconfigure them. And, of course, people have been doing that for a long while. You'd remember Romeo and Juliet, perhaps, from the 90s version, where they still keep the language, but they modernise it in terms of the characters and the setting. And, you know, it's about LA gang wars. it's quite brilliant. But anyway, this is not that movie. This TV series is a BBC production, and The Hollow Crown had assigned its four plays to three different directors and came out in a variety of different styles. So the newest series is directed by Dominic Cook, and it's really quite wonderful. You know, the rearrangement and the cut-up and the way that the characters have been developed, and the odd line of text has been kind of, I guess, kept, but other parts have been rewritten, which is quite exciting, I suppose.
Mm.
If you're not a fan of Shakespeare, but you're interested in The Hollow Crown, perhaps you'd like to use a bridge, an online comedy bridge, which has nothing to do with Madman DVD, but I'd highly recommend that you tune into Philomena Kunk's Shakespeare documentary on YouTube, if you want to slightly whet your appetite.
Okay.
It's exceedingly funny.
And how did you find the acting within The Hollow Crown?
It's quite brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it varies slightly per edition, but
yeah.
You know, Tom Hiddleston, Jeremy Irons, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Judy Dench is in there as well, and she is a classic expert at Shakespeare. So
she is. So this is a nice kind of take on it for her to, you know, play with these new adaptations for a smaller screen.
Yeah. Wow. So you enjoyed it as a whole?
Yeah. It's a great binge watch. I haven't actually quite finished it yet. So the listeners might be interested in, you know, spending some of the winter days watching adaptations of Shakespeare.
And I've noticed here as well, there's a few different directors for each different one. Can you kind of tell any variation in the directing aspect?
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, they're quite distinct. You know, it's nice that the directors have been given their head and allowed to put their own flavour across. I think that's part of the richness of the whole series or seasons.
Brilliant. Cool.
Lovely.
Well, thanks so much, Maria, for doing the review for us this morning.
No worries, Hannah. I'll see you very soon in person.
You definitely shall. And it looks like I'm going to have to watch this one, The Hollow Crown, because it does sound really interesting.
That sounds like a really good wintertime pastime.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Maria.
Lovely, Hannah. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was the Madman DVD review.